Hey everyone, it is Brian and welcome to episode number 22 of the Brian Kenny podcast. This episode is going to be a lot more lighthearted than the previous ones. It's going to be based all around the tools that I use on a daily basis. So this is something that I've been trying to refine for many years now. I wouldn't consider myself a minimalist, but I definitely don't like to carry any extra cruft, and I've been trying to whittle down the different objects that I carry around and try to keep it as light as possible. So you can consider every one of these items as something that I have thought diligently about, and I'm trying to maximize my productivity with. If there's items in this that I'm missing or items that you feel that I could benefit from, I would really appreciate it if you got in touch and let me know about different things or what you feel could be missing. Okay, so the first option, I'll walk from when I wake up in the morning and the different objects that I use. The first thing is I wake up in the morning, I grab a shower, I go downstairs, and that is where you will find my iPhone 10. I've always had the latest iPhones. I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing. It's definitely because I'm a part of the Apple ecosystem and I cannot get enough of their marketing, and I will just buy pretty much any product that they put out. But I do love the iPhone 10. The camera on it is insanely good. The screen is beautiful. But for all intents and purposes, it is just an iPhone, and it's an object that I've gotten used to over the years. I know where all my contacts, emails, and I will probably do another podcast around the apps and different productivity hacks and everything that I use the iPhone for. But the iPhone is an object that I will use a lot of my day, like probably over my desktop or any other item. I will use my iPhone for emails, for calendar, for everything. So I'll wake up in the morning, I'll grab my iPhone. It'll more than likely be on airplane mode because I don't want to look at the iPhone for the first thing in the morning and see email notifications or anything else that will grab my attention. I would prefer to take charge or control of the day myself. And so once I've prepared what I would like to accomplish that day by way of maybe three different to-dos personally and three different business-related to-dos, I will then unlock the phone and enable cellular and Wi-Fi and everything and let those notifications come in. The other object that I have that will be very close to my iPhone will be my Apple Watch. This I have refined over the years. I actually had an iPhone or an Apple Watch before I got rid of it, and now I've gotten one back with the following changes. I've disabled every single notification that goes to my Apple Watch bar iMessage and bar phone calls and calendar. Everything else, so whenever I download an app, or I'll run through this on a very consistent basis and disable every single notification. I don't want my wrist buzzing all of the time. I would prefer that it's just a activity monitor or something that notifies me if I should be, you know, like a really quick glance element. And so using it for calendars and using it for messaging and using it for activity-based, you know, am I getting the right amount of exercise? Am I hitting my goals? Using it for fitness tracking is something that I use the Apple Watch for the majority of the time. I love it. I think it's, I think once you can harness the power of it and don't let it over notify you or over control your day, you'll really see great benefits from the Apple Watch. I've gone for a lovely, zesty orange strap on my Apple Watch. The main reason being that you probably learned from previous podcasts, I really like to have standout-ish elements. So things like my yellow iPhone cover and my orange Apple Watch strap will definitely set me apart and make people go, "What are you actually wearing on your wrist, you lunatic?" The next object that I'll probably grab would be my wallet. I've tried to keep this as minimal as possible, and so I have the super slim wallet. All of these products will be listed in the show notes. The super slim wallet has been something that I've been following for a couple of years. I'm not sure how well they're doing because you can definitely pick them up for very cheap now, but it's basically like an elastic card holder. There's no section for cash or anything. Just I put 5 or 6 cards in that, the daily cards that I need, credit cards, Leap cards, things like that. and that's all that I have in my wallet. Next item would be my backpack, which is a douchebag. Anybody that follows Ewan Olsen on YouTube will know that this guy created a company called Douchebag, and he is very meticulous in how he, although the name is a bit nuts, in fairness, he's very meticulous in how he creates or how he refines different backpacks. It's very thought through. There's different compartments and things. Just these little idiosyncrasies in the bag that would make you realize that whoever came up with this bag really thought through why it is the way it is. I have two of these backpacks. I have one for traveling and one for daily. Obviously, one is bigger than the other. But little elements like when the one that I will travel with has this lovely pocket at the very top. And so when you put the bag down between your legs on an airplane or on a bus or in a taxi, you can easily have access to this pocket that may have your, you know, like passport and different items that you need to get quick access to. So I absolutely love the bag. Within that, you'll find things like I'm very organized, I would say. I have one of those, it's from Amazon, a think tank bag. I don't know why I can't say my T's today. This is like a cable management bag where everything, all of the cables that I need and different electronics, especially from having a MacBook that only has USB-C, has all of the different cables and things that I might need. Things like an Apple Watch charger, iPhone charger, MacBook charger, all of these things that if I was traveling or if I needed to get power to any of my items, they're all there and ready to roll. Next item is definitely my laptop. So after my iPhone, I would say that if I didn't have my laptop, I would be stuck. They're definitely the two most essential items I'll have. Well, my wallet as well, I guess. Anyway, so the MacBook, it is a MacBook Pro 13 inch. I think it's pretty specced out. I don't really do as much intensive computer related things anymore. But it definitely has like the 16 gigs of RAM and a really fast processor and everything else. I'll do a lot of code reviews, so a lot of Xcode and a lot of Android Studio based work where the guys will have done some engineering or some development, and I like to take a look at that before it goes out to the client, or you know, periodically just check in and see how things are going and see how products are evolving. And so having it spec'd out a little bit means that when I do some development related tasks that I've got the processor power to do it, which is awesome. Next item would be my Kindle. So since January this year, I've gone on this crazy feed my mind buzz, which has really taken control. It's actually really working. So I'm trying to read a book a week. It's more looking like a book every 2 weeks. And I feel more well-versed. I feel that my mind has been expanded from reading as much as I am. I didn't value reading as much in previous years, and I'm kind of sticking to it, and it's a habit that's really being formed, and I'm loving it. So I've had the Kindle. It's the Kindle Paperwhite. I've had it for a while. I love it. I kind of, like, it was literally gathering dust on a shelf, and then I grabbed it in the new year, and I said, I'm going to read some books. And it's perfect. Like, it doesn't have any of that crazy bright blue screen. You know, it's an ink-based display. It doesn't hurt your eyes. It definitely helps me to wind down in the evenings. And it's an item that I use on a daily basis now, especially when I jump on the Dart or the Irish train system. I'll have my book there, and I can just tear up some pages. The next item would be a notebook and pen. I've always used Muji notebooks and pens. They are amazing. I love them. I have Muji items all around the office. I try to get everybody within MiniCorp to use Muji related products. I think that they're beautiful, minimal, pragmatic, and just amazing tools to write with. And I think no matter how much technology you have in your life with Apple Notes and all of these other, you know, services that our devices are providing technologically, you just can't beat like a pen and paper for notes and for sketching. I think I'm not the best at conveying ideas when they may be a bit innovative or crazy. And so having a notebook and pen on hand the entire time allows me to articulate my thoughts a little bit better by drawing diagrams or drawing different sketches that I can show to the person and say, here's what I'm thinking. Hopefully it makes a bit more sense than my rambling. It actually does work. I know it sounds crazy, but it works. Next item is I'm in my head. I've gone all the way from waking up in the morning to I'm now at my desk in the office in Minicorp, and I'm thinking of the items that are on my desk. The first item is I have a 27-inch Thunderbolt display, Apple Thunderbolt display. They don't make them anymore, but they are my favorite display. I think they're beautifully created and crafted, definitely going back into that Apple ecosystem. There is better displays out there. This isn't 4K, it's not 5K, it's just like a standard monitor. And I've one at home and I've one in the office. I love them. I connect my laptop to them, and that's what I tend to work on with a Magic Mouse and keyboard. What else on my desk? So I have the Mophie wireless charger. So now that my iPhone X can finally support wireless charging, I have a Mophie wireless charger that I just leave my phone on. And then I have the Amazon Alexa, I don't know what it's called. I think it's the Dot. It's like the really small puck-based one. And it's something that I've recently got, and I actually quite like it. It's definitely the best out of all of the AI voice-related products. I walk in the morning and I say things like, Alexa, give me my daily brief, and she'll tell me all about the news and weather and calendar entries and everything. And it's just a good way to, when you're having your morning cup of coffee, to kind of get set up and list out what's going on. And then finally, my last daily driver would be my cup of coffee. So I use a Chemex coffee brewer at home. It's this beautifully designed glass vase style thing that you just brew filtered coffee through. Anyone that knows me knows that I'm crazily, insanely into coffee, but I love coffee. I don't know why. It's something that I have a real passion for. Then in the office, we have it's called a Wilfa. I think it's Nordic or Scandinavian, but I can't remember what country, perhaps either Sweden or Denmark, but it's a beautifully designed, filter coffee brewer/maker. And we have a grinder as well in work. So we'll always make some really tasty cups of coffee. If you're ever passing by the Minicorp office, it'll be something that we're definitely going to bring to our new office as well. And I can't wait for that. And that's it, really. Like, they're the items that... there's another one. My Camelback. This is a water bottle. I don't know why, but I know that I need to drink tons of water every day. And so I have a Camelback at home, and I have one in the office. And because it holds so much water, it just encourages me to drink an insane amount of water every day. And I'm thankful that I do, because staying hydrated, it's good. It's good for you. Total tangerine, total ramble there. Okay, so they're my daily items that I use and what I use to stay as productive as I can. If you have any questions, or if there's other items that you think that I could benefit from on a daily basis, please, please, please get in touch. And that's it for the lighthearted episode of number 22. I hope you enjoyed it. I would really appreciate any feedback or any reviews that you would like to leave on iTunes or any of the other podcast services that this is available on. And catch you guys in the next one. Thanks a million.